Hello everyone. I'd like to show you a demo of remote script editing and debugging on NanoServer. I've got this Windows 8.1 management client here, which has Windows Management Framework 5.0 preview April 2015 installed. And this preview of WMF has a number of features and improvements which enable a better experience when remotely managing Windows machines, including NanoServer. So let's go ahead and dive into the demo. On this machine, I've got running a VM which has Windows Server VNX Technical Preview 2, and it's been configured with the NanoServer installation option. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open a PowerShell remoting session to remotely manage that Nano VM. So I've got the ISC here, and first what we'll do is we'll create a PowerShell session that's targeting the NanoServer VM. So let me go ahead and collect the IP address for the NanoServer. And let me collect some credentials. All right, and now let's go ahead and open a new session. Pass it the computer name, pass it the credentials. This should create a remote session against our NanoServer. There we are. And now we're going to use that session to open an interactive remoting session. So we'll use entropy as session, pass it that session. This is going to enter us into an interactive remoting session. Notice that the prompt changed here to the IP address of the remote machine to let us know that we are now working against the NanoServer. All right, so let's go ahead and we'll change directory into a test folder I've got here and just do a quick dir. Notice that folder is empty. All right, let's go ahead and exit that. And now we're back at the management client. And let's take a look at a basic script that I have here. We'll run psedit, open it in the ISC. Simple script. There we go. This simple script performs some basic operations. It gets some IP address info from ipconfig. It gets some computer system information from getwmyobject. And then it writes some important output. Pretty simple stuff. All right, now let's take a look at a new feature that's gonna come in really handy for remotely managing NanoServer. What we've done is we've added the capability to copy files over PowerShell remoting. So you no longer have to open an SMB share or mess with firewall ports for SMB or any of that. As long as you have a PowerShell remoting session or capability to do PowerShell remoting, then you have the ability to copy files over PowerShell remoting. And the way that we've exposed this is by augmenting the copy item commandlet with two new parameters. Show you git command, copy item. Get the syntax. We've added two new parameters, from session and to session, for copying to and from a remote machine. So let's go ahead and copy our test script over. We'll use copy item. We're going to go to session, pass it our session that we opened, give it the path. This is the local path here. It's in our demo folder, simple script. And then we'll give it the destination, which is the remote path. Just copy it to our test folder. There we go. That was pretty quick. And now from the NanoServer, suppose we want to copy the DISM logs to the management client to take a look at those. So we'll use copy item. This time we'll say from session. Give it the session. Now the path, which is the source path, is going to be the remote one on the NanoServer. This one's under Windows logs, DISM log, and destination, we'll just drop it into our demo folder for now. Okay, notice the quick progress there. That should have copied over. So let's go ahead and take a look. Do a dir here. And it looks like our dism log came over. Let's open it up, psedit. And there is our log. Pretty good log file. Looks like it made it over okay. Great. Now let's take a look and see if our test script made it over to the remote server. We'll use enter psession again to open an interactive session. Do a dir in our test directory. And there is our simple script. All right, well, let's go ahead and run it over PowerShell remoting. Okay, looks like ran the IP config. That looks like it worked, but then getting system info. Get WMI object is not recognized. Looks like we got a problem there. And writing some important output. No server rocks with PowerShell. I know that can't be right. All right, let's find out what's going on here. So this is gonna, we're gonna show another cool feature that's gonna come in really handy, which is remote script editing in the ISE. So while we're in this session, we can invoke psedit to edit a script remotely in the ISE. Let's go ahead and edit our simple script here. And again, this is the copy that's sitting on NanoServer that we copied over. In fact, the ISE lets us know up here in the tab that we're working against a remote file, those square braces there. So it looks like we're getting the IP config, and then, okay, I can see the problem now. Get WMI object, that commandlet actually isn't supported on NanoServer. The good news is we can just replace that with get sim instance, because the sim commandlets are backwards compatible with WMIV1. So I should be able to just replace that. Let's go ahead and save. Notice it saved it back to the remote side. We'll close it. And now let's go ahead and try to run that again. Let's see what happened. All right, error is gone. There's our IP config again. This time we're getting computer system info. Looked like it worked well. And, but the output, we still have this issue with the output. Okay, so I'm not sure yet what's wrong with that, but that's okay, because now with the ISE and NanoServer, I can set a breakpoint on the remote script and interactively debug the script over PowerShell remoting. So let's go ahead and edit our script again. Got the IP config, get sim instance, and then something going on here, which I'm not totally sure what's wrong, but let's go ahead and set a breakpoint here on this right host line, and we'll go ahead and hit F5 to run our script again. All right, so now we are remotely debugging into that script with the ISE. Okay, now that we stopped on this breakpoint, I can see the problem here. I should not be adding 2 to this spot right here. So let me go ahead and stop the debugger. And I'll fix that right now. Get rid of that +2. We'll save the script. Let's remove all of our breakpoints and run the script again. And there we go. IP config was working, get system info, and important output. Ah, NanoServer rocks with PowerShell. Indeed, that's more like it. So as you can see, we've got some great new features here that we think will really prove useful for remotely managing NanoServer. Thanks again for watching.